It's almost never said in joy when someone announces, "I have jury duty." We grumble, but we comply. In a given year, about a tenth of the country's population will get called in to sit on a jury for a trial. We recently learned how few cases get to jury trials, about 4% of criminal cases and 1% of civil cases. Today, we'll get an education on grand juries, California style. They have some functions in addition to deciding if there is a basis for charging criminal suspects. Shasta County is actively recruiting for people to serve as grand jurors for a year. Jim Warnemunde is with the Shasta County Grand Jury Association and our guest on The Exchange. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Glad to be here, Jeffrey. Thank you.
So tell us a bit about grand juries in California. They're a little different from grand juries in other states, right?
They're quite different. We don't deal with criminals for the most part. What we do is we serve as the watchdog for the citizens of our county. And what we do is we look at the county and city agencies and their officials, and we look at what kind of a job they are doing. The purpose is not to catch bad guys. The purpose is to look at the roles that they're playing, the work that they do in our community, and ask the question, are they doing it as well as they can do it? Are they providing the best service, the best cost, the most efficient and effective way of delivering that service? So our approach is very different. We're the secret eyes, if you will, and ears, and we actually meet in secrecy. And we look at what's going on in our community and ask, is it working the best way that can possibly do? And we found cases where we've looked at agencies and we give them a commendation because they're doing the work so very well. And we saw this to be the case with the city of Anderson in the 2017-18 grand jury, for example, which gave the city of Anderson a commendation for following the intent of Advisory Measure B enthusiastically. And that resulted in increased staffing of the police department and increased support for city parks and code enforcement and general fund reserves. So we're looking to see if there's a way to do it better, and if there's a way to do it better, we let those agencies know. If they're doing it great, we give them a big hurrah.
So this is really like a citizen board of auditors, in a sense, then, the California grand jury, isn't it?
That's a good way of describing it, yes.
And so how many different organizations over the course of a year will a grand juror be exposed to?
Well, my grand jury, which was 2016-17, reported on 8 agencies. What we did, though, is we looked at probably 3 times that many. The ideas for where we're going to do our investigation comes from letters from the public. They could do through ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. They can go online and send us an email. They can get a hard copy and mail it to us. Some of our grand jurors had ideas, things that had been swimming in their minds for a while, and they said, you know, maybe we ought to look at this. Or just something that popped up in the newspaper that caught our attention and said, hey, we ought to take a look at this. And so the 8 reports that we finalized were those that we spent some time on, and unlike others that we also may have spent time on, and said, you know, there's nowhere there, and so let's just move on. And in some of those cases, we spent quite a bit of time researching, calling in members of the community to talk about it, and ultimately decided that there wasn't enough for us to investigate. We're limited, too, because we look at city agencies and county agencies, so the city agencies within the county of Shasta. And so we don't look at the federal government. We look at districts, so school districts would be included in that, too.
I was going to ask if school districts, because it seems like if people have complaints about a level of government, it often starts with school districts, it seems.
Yes, that's correct. So, and that also includes Shasta Community College.
Oh, okay. So it'd be pretty much any entity below the state level, then. If so, can you investigate the county, too, for that matter?
We investigate all the agencies of county, yes.
All right, we're talking about the function of grand juries in California. Jim Warner Monday is with the Shasta County Grand Jury Association. As you heard, served on a grand jury himself, 2016-17. They are recruiting for new grand jurors, including with a couple of public sessions. Looks like March 13th and April 4th at the Reading Civic Center. If you want to express an interest in this, you can also join the conversation right here, right now on the Jefferson Exchange by phone, 800-838-3760, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So do you seek grand jurors who have a certain amount of expertise in certain areas, or can serving on the grand jury be as varied as people serving on a regular jury?
It is quite varied. Our membership rate for our grand jury ranged from somebody who was a former judge to somebody who owned an antique store. And that person who owned the antique store was very busy doing the approximately 20 hours a week of the grand jury time and running her business as well. But the variety of people makes it very interesting, because when we think about topics to investigate, then we have a broader reach in terms of our own experiences. Also, we're not just talking to a few people who we know agree with us. We're talking to people who are the grand jury members who may be different from us, may have a different political persuasion, which we don't talk about in the grand jury, but we can see that we're not all aligned. So for us to look at an investigation and bring everybody facing in the same direction is a valuable part of the process, and that comes about because we have such a varied group of jurors. And I think part of the selection process is to ensure that we have that diversity within our group. As a matter of fact, this year, for the first time, we are having a night information session. We have three information sessions. One is March 13th, one is March 20th, and one is April the 4th. And these are designed for people who, like the listeners of your show right now, who say, I would like to know more about the grand jury. This is an opportunity for them to go and hear from various people who are involved with the grand jury process, including, in some cases, we might have the Superior Court judge who is responsible for our activity. And so these folks are there as a sounding board for folks to come and ask questions to see if the grand jury is really a fit for them. So the March 13th and the April 4th are both at the community room of the Reading Civic Center, City Hall. And then the one is on March 20th is a new one that we're doing, which is in the evening from 5:30 to 7, and it's at the meeting room of the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. And the reason we're doing this late one is to see if we can attract an even more diverse kind of population. It seems like a lot of people, because they have time, sign up for the grand jury, but we also, and my grand jury, had a couple members, even our grand jury foreperson, who was under 30, and she was dynamic, she was great, she had a different point of view, she expressed herself very well. So we're looking for a diverse group of people who is up to looking at a diverse range of questions that our community needs to answer.
Jim, how big in number is the grand jury?
The grand jury is 19 people.
19 people, okay.
Yes.
All right. So, and do they all meet there, or you know, is there going to be some shifting in and out of people based on their other requirements and obligations?
The way it works is in the selection process, people apply. And then there's a committee that looks at the applications and screens these and then interviews the people whom we think provide the requirements that are necessary. And then we interview those, and then we rank those individuals, and we send that ranking on to the Superior Court judge, who is responsible for our work. And then the judge narrows that field down to 30 people. The 30 names then come before the judge. So all of those 30 people are invited to come, and then this year it will be June 27th. They'll be invited to come to the judge's chambers, and or the courtroom, I should say. And then the names of all 30 people are put in a basket like drawing for a waffle iron. And our names are pulled out of there one by one, and the top 19 people are seated. Some people choose to hold over. There were three people in my grand jury who were held over from the previous year. That is, they chose to serve a second time, and they can do that. So out of the 19, three were held out, and so we pulled on that day, the judge pulled, or the judges, the bailiff pulled 16 more names out of that that basket. And those are the people then who were chosen to serve. In addition to those who were chosen to serve immediately, there were another five people who were selected as alternatives in the event that those who were brought into service would be incapable of serving over the whole period of time. So they would be selected to take their place.
We're talking again with Jim Warnamundi from the Shasta County Grand Jury Association about the importance of grand juries in California, which really don't do a lot of criminal work, but do a lot of investigatory-style work, auditing, if you will, taking a look at agencies from the county level on down to local school districts and irrigation districts. That sort of thing can be done by a grand jury, and Shasta County is recruiting for their grand jury. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions about the process or other items of consideration here, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So getting 19 people to serve for, you know, up to and sometimes even more than 20 hours a week must be somewhat tricky. Are you struggling to come up with a pool big enough to get 19 people from?
We've been doing it. We did it the year that I served. We had, we had eight people who were not in the initial total 19. So we're able to get those people every year. And part of my reason for being involved with recruitment is to talk about the needs of the grand jury and how they can be met by citizens who are willing to come forth. But part of it also is to let the residents of our community know that this is something that might light their fire, that might give them some joy that they've been missing. For example, learning about our community, as I have, has been great. The very first 2 days of my being seated as a grand juror, I and my fellow jurors were instructed by all the leaders in our community. They came up and they introduced themselves. They talked about what they do. They talk about what their goals are, how they want to do it. So we got to listen and ask questions and talk with them. And then, of course, during the course of investigation, some of those plus other leaders in our community were called into our grand jury room and we investigated them. So we learned a lot about our community. So if that's important to the people listening to your show, then being on the grand jury is really great. And if it gives one a sense of satisfaction to be doing something that's beneficial for our community. I've been involved in several organizations in our community. I think Leadership Reading is one of the best that served me, and I learned a lot in there. But I haven't had the chance to do as much good for our community as I felt I have been able to do serving on the grand jury. Part of it is what we accomplish. Part of it is the tone, I think, that the grand jurors set when we talk with leaders of these agencies that we're all interested in improving our community. And we know they're doing the best job that they can, but there are a whole lot of people in our community who want them to succeed and do well, and we represent the tip of that iceberg.
So Jim, where does the expertise come from? I mean, you mentioned the role that the grand juries play in looking at issues with how well these agencies are operating, everything from, you know, the county sheriff's office, I suppose, down to the, you know, the local irrigation district. How do you go through the process? It sounds like you mentioned bringing witnesses in, but what besides that in terms of going through paperwork or auditing records or anything like that?
Those things that you just mentioned are part of it. I think we start with the notion that we're looking at what we get attracted to a particular agency because we have an idea that there might be something that could be improved there. So the first question is, what are these things that could be improved? And then we begin reading about it, perhaps in the local newspaper. We ask for them to send files about how they're dealing with a particular thing, so we learn about it. And then if we feel that there's a reason to go further, then we ask different individuals from that agency to come in so that we can talk to them about some of these questions that we've raised. And we ask them specific questions that will answer, that will give us a better understanding. I think it's what's important for us as grand jurors and as your audience members to recognize is listening is such a vital skill, and that as somebody who might know a little bit about the agency begins to talk, that we listen, we ask the kind of questions that help us understand, that we're open-minded about the process, that we know that we ourselves are not experts, but that we have some questions that might give us more insight about the organization. If we listen carefully, discuss with open minds among ourselves, and that brings us back to asking even better questions of the those whom we call in to talk with, it'll give us a more objective evaluation of the agency that we're looking at.
So about a minute left to talk about this, but we have, you're talking 20 hours a week and then 52 weeks. This is a July 1 through June 30 grand jury session. Do the grand jurors get paid, Jim?
There's a $15 a day stipend for the days that we are involved with the entire grand jury, or we also do committee work where we work with our committee. So those 8 reports were the result of 8 different committees working individually, bringing their information back to the whole grand jury. So ultimately, the whole grand jury hears all of the information about all of the cases and is involved in writing the report. So on those times that we do that, we're given a $15 a day stipend plus mileage for those who need it. And you know what I found is that somebody told me that I would make a lot of friends on the grand jury, and I said to myself, you know, that's not why. First of all, I don't need more friends. But I'll tell you, working with people to solve problems and focusing carefully on being objective with them and learning from them is a way to really get to know people, and I think that's a path to friendship.
Okay, so with the grand jury, you're seeking people in Shasta County. Jim Warner, Mondays with the Shasta County Grand Jury Association. Out of time, thanks for joining us.